welcome to the Apple Juice Show. I am your host, George Drage, and today we have Billy Heim back again on the show. Welcome, Billy Heim.
I am feeling welcome, George. How are you today?
I'm feeling so excited. We got, what, like 10 more days, 9 more days?
No, man, it's a week from today. What are you talking about?
No, I actually, yeah, a week from July 4th, actually. That's pretty sweet. I just now noticed that we were launching this tomorrow.
Wow. I asked him, what time do you think we should start? People should start piling up here, and she didn't give me a time, but she said a lot of people have been coming in, so I'm going in at my time. What time are you going in? Five, you said?
Probably, yeah. I said 5 in the morning, probably.
Okay. So here we can't do that. We gotta be earlier. So they do provide Wi-Fi, so we can stream and use their wireless.
I asked that, and they said the local stores, like, none of the local stores will have free Wi-Fi. And so there's a Starbucks next door, but I just found out that Starbucks charges you for
yeah, they do.
So, last podcast, I forgot when that was. That was last week. But a lot of rumors, a lot of news since last week. They have put out the prices for the mobile phones, the business and text messaging, all that. And what was really surprising that I told Billy, I was like, Billy, I bet you it's going to be at 8 a.m. And happened so that AT&T said that they were launching the iPhone at 8 a.m. Have you gotten anything on the Apple stores? They haven't said anything about the Apple stores.
No, I haven't seen anything about the Apple stores, but I'm betting it's going to be 8 a.m. too. Just because it's what AT&T is doing.
Yeah. And so you are an hour behind me, so I will be calling you when I get the iPhone. I'll be like, Billy, I'm on the iPhone. He's like, oh, man.
I've come down to it where I really just don't care because for you, it's only an hour. Yeah. I've had my iPhone for like 4 more months than you, so I beat you there already. But
yeah,
I really don't care if like because the UK is gonna get it before you, either any of us.
Yeah, Aaron will have it before.
And I just don't care. You know, I was thinking about not even buying one right away, but you know, I want to go just because I have to go. I'm forced to go with a gun to my head while I have a gun in my hand.
Yep, and recently they started the Mobile Me. Some of the emails started working. I tried emailing Billy, but it actually doesn't work.
Oh yeah, I tried to email myself too, and it did not work.
Got
I was
email back saying that service error message
failure. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got.
Let's see. Mobile Me will be $99, and
we're waiting for upgrades.
Yeah, we're waiting for our upgrades because we both have .max.
Yeah.
Oh, I found one here. AT&T's text messages cost $1,310 per megabyte. I just saw that from Dig. All right. iPhone 2.0 did not come out last week.
I did not think it would. I knew it wouldn't actually because it's not going to come out until I'm skeptical about it coming out on July 11th because I'm pretty sure it will, but I'm skeptical about it just because I would think Apple, being the smart guys that they are, I would think that they'd, you know, let the iPhone out with the 2.0 software and then maybe, you know, 3-4 days later and then releasing the 2.0 firmware to the public. Yeah. But I highly doubt they will.
Yeah, have you heard that they might be selling the iPhones at Best Buy and Radio Shack?
I have heard that, in fact. I don't think it will because...
It's not been confirmed yet.
Yeah, I don't think it will happen just because how are they going to activate it? They don't activate phones there.
Yeah.
So we'll see when this rumor comes. It gets busted or if it's true.
Yeah, I just saw, the other day that it was $15 more for business plans. Like, it's because business people use the phone more than consumers do, like us.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this today while I was at the pool. I was like, you know, I don't know why Canadians are so, you know, can I cuss?
Yeah.
I don't know why they're bitching about, you know, their data. Who's going to do – I don't do 300 megabytes on Edge. Granted, I might do, you know, a little more on Wi-Fi on 3G, but, you know, right now I don't do 300 megs on Edge you know, just roaming around on the AT&T network. I don't see I don't know if any other person would. What do you usually do, George? I mean, you can get up to 2 gigabytes, and they're still bitching about it. I just don't get it.
Mostly where I go is Wi-Fi, except for a couple places. So, I mean, makes no sense.
I just don't know why they're getting so hostile about this.
The only thing they're complaining is, haven't you seen, it's like 150 anytime minutes.
That's something. But you know, you could. Apple said that you can have VoIP on the iPhone as long as it's on Wi-Fi and not,
yeah,
you know, your network. Which somebody's doing. I know a person that's writing an app that does that.
Fring does that.
Well, Fring does that. But we don't know if they're coming out with a 3G app, but I bet they will. But people are writing tons of apps for this thing to be VoIP on Wi-Fi, which, you know, 3G most certainly can handle it from what I've tested with it. It can handle VoIP. It can handle uploading video from Quick. If it can handle that, it can handle VoIP. So it's not that hard to do, but Apple just won't allow us to do it over the 3G network.
Yeah. What time do you think they're going to be launching the new iTunes? Like, I know that they're going to launch it on July 11th. They have to, because of the new iPhone. And so, like, I mean, do you think they'll launch it after 8 a.m. or before 8 a.m.? Or
where? Oh.
Like, to download.
After, it would have to be, because if they did it before, I think it would slow iPhone. It would not make the iPhone 3G sales as big as they will be, because I know people will be getting it for the 2.0 firmware. And if they get the 2.0 firmware on their regular phone, then there's no reason for them to buy a 3G iPhone because they already have that 2.0 firmware. So
yeah,
I mean I'm not updating my current iPhone to 2.0. Let me make that clear. I'm going to use it as a hacking tool with all the installer stuff. And you know, I'll have the 3G iPhone to be my 2.0 phone, which, you know, I'm going to keep it like that. I'm not going to hack it.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, I know you're gonna. Have you heard also that I was watching those videos, you know, that guy put out for AT&T. Did you watch those or did you hear about those?
You mean the iReady videos?
Yeah, the iReady videos. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, those things are retarded.
I know, but did you hear?
I plan
that,
on
what?
I was gonna say that I plan on making fun of those at the iPhone launch. I'm gonna be like, is everybody iReady?
Yeah, that would be funny. But did you hear about that part where you can handy down the iPhone?
What does that do for me, though? What does that do? I did not hear any.
I mean, I haven't really heard much about it, but what they're saying is that you're going to be able to be. There's going to be a way to handy down your iPod to someone else or something like that.
If it doesn't do anything for me, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I can use my iPhone for stuff that I actually need it for. If they give me, you know, $200-$300, maybe I change my mind, but I don't know. But it just so happens that the day the iPhone comes out is the day I get my paycheck. So that paycheck basically pays for the iPhone, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah. And also, business owners have to buy their iPhones at AT&T. I mean, why can't they buy it at the Apple Store?
Yeah, I can't answer that.
My dad's a business owner, and he has to go out and buy it and at the AT&T store, and he has an Apple gift card to spend. So we were just talking about that. So,
like, yeah, that does suck. He can give the Apple gift card to you, though.
I mean, yeah, but we're gonna work at about 5 anyway, so we're going to the Apple. I mean, AT&T stores because down the street. That's the only reason why.
I don't know. Spend the Apple gift card on something else.
Yeah.
Something nice.
Yeah, I'll probably put it towards a MacBook Pro or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not many more rumors, actually. Not many more
rumors. You know, we should talk about the MacBook Air because it had a price drop.
Oh, yeah. I was actually looking at that. $500 price drop.
Yeah, well, you know, I was planning on buying one anyway, but I wasn't really going to go for the solid-state drive just because it's less space for more price, and it solid state really doesn't do much for me. I've played with it before.
Yeah, $500 dropped. The solid state drive is now $25.98.
But so if you go to apple.com and you just go to the section for the iPod, the MacBook Air, you can just see the price drop right there. But they did not, however, lower the price on the regular MacBook Air. I guess the only reason they lowered the price on the higher end one was because of the solid state drive.
Yeah.
They must have probably got a deal from SanDisk or Sansa. I can't remember who makes the solid state drives for it, but they must have got a deal or something from them.
What's that deal with the keyboard, the slide out iPhone that they've been saying about?
What's the what?
You haven't heard about the keyboard on the iPhone? Like,
Yeah, I've heard of that. I don't think it's true. Just because Apple's invented this great user interface keyboard, and I love it. I personally love it. I type as fast as I do on my Mac as I do on that keyboard, so it's great for me. I don't think they're gonna do it. I think it's completely false, just because it's their invention. They've perfected it by my standards. So
yeah,
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, you know, but see, like I've seen like HP PDAs and all that. And you know what would be cool if, like, there was, like, a little keyboard. You know how, like, you know that iPod keyboard you had, you know, where you could sync up your, I mean, plug in your iPod through the keyboard?
Yeah. Well,
something like that. I mean, a little bit smaller where the keyboard can fold up, and then you could just dock your iPhone, and so you're sitting there in the airport or whatever, and you have to type an email, a long email. You just have that little keyboard. You unfold it, you dock your iPhone there, and you start typing.
That would be cool. That would be cool, but Apple's not going to make that.
I mean, it would be by a third-party developer, though.
It would have to, because Apple would be like, "Oh, it's too bulky." I would say the same thing. It is.
I know, and I haven't heard anything about cases for the new iPhone. Have you?
Oh, I've heard plenty of cases. I've emailed a couple manufacturers of them and having them send out some cases. Yeah. What's the company? I can't remember the one that makes. The one that makes eye skins. I think they're making case.
Oh, those, yeah. The ice cream.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? But yeah, do you think they're going to be, like, is there going to be accessories when we arrive to the Apple store there? I mean, the AT&T
Apple store? Yeah, there's going to be plenty of them. There's going to be plenty of them.
Because I haven't really seen any, I mean, I typed it in Google, and I'm typing it in Google now, but I mean, in my RSS reader, nothing has come up, and iPhone Alley has, nothing has come up for the 3G cases.
Well, you weren't there. iPhone one day when the first iPhone launched, they had plenty of stuff there.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
They had chargers. They had cases. I bought a few cases.
Yeah, I know.
And
they had
everything there.
So. Yeah, Billy.
I have tons of cases. I just don't use them because I really don't like cases. I'm not buying a case, by the way.
I mean, I have a case. Actually, the longest case I've ever used is a hard. I mean, it's a hard case. And the only thing I didn't like about it was like an AG18 or something like that. It would get like dust right behind where the black spot is, you know. It would come in through there.
Yeah.
That's the only. Now I'm looking here. Sport cases for iPhone 3G. They've already. Yeah. I just gotta check them out. I mean. What?
Yeah,
So your AT&T store. I mean, do you have it all planned out? What you're doing in?
I have it planned out. I'm gonna get there really early, close to midnight, and I'm gonna stream. No, I'm going to be out there. I always wait out there. I've been to a bunch of launch parties, and, you know, the best parts is just waiting out there. But I will have my car's going to be parked, like, right in front of me, so I'll have a power converter out there to get MacBook power and iPhone power.
Yeah.
I've got this all planned out, man. I am ready.
So they're going to have wireless there?
Do have Wi-Fi.
All right. Maybe they might have Wi-Fi the day I go there. I'm not sure, though. I mean, I just asked.
They don't have it now. I doubt it. They're not going to do it just because the iPhone launches. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I'm looking here. There's one here. It's a slip pouch. I mean, I've always been interested in one of those slip pouches for the iPhone. I mean, they might be better.
I haven't heard of a slip pouch.
It's just a little pouch where you put it in.
Is it like a leather case?
Yeah. No, not leather. Here, I'll send you the link there. It's just a little pocket pouch. Something like that. Like, I mean, the first one.
I am looking as it loads very slowly.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Something like that. Or if they have if they have the Agent 18, I'll go with the Agent 18. And so you were talking about me the other day that you might be getting two iPhones.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get two.
But I mean, the question is the bill. I mean, you haven't have to pay two for iPhones then.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you? I mean, why do you want to do that?
Right now I'm debating it because what do I really need two iPhones for?
Yeah,
that's what everybody's been saying. I'm saying this here first live on the podcast. I think I'll just go with one. I'm gonna go, and this is why I'm gonna be first in line, because I want the black 8 gig. Nobody's stopping me from getting that because I will seriously be upset. But
I mean, You're going to go with the 8 gig? You're not going to go with 16?
No, oh, sorry. 16. Sorry, I don't know why I said 8 gig. I'm playing Call of Duty right now. Give me a break. And this is... Yes, I do play Call of Duty a lot while I'm doing my own shows, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 gig black version. Are you going for the white or black, Georgia? I don't know this from you.
I've been debating around. I was listening to a podcast one of my friends did. It was actually like a blog, and then he did some audio. He was doing an interview with Michael from iPhone Alley. I had an interview with him like two episodes ago, and he was saying that the black one is too cliche. I've been talking to Ryan. Cliche.
No, I know what it means, but I mean that doesn't make it's not cliche at all.
And he's like, well, and then he's talking about the fingerprints, like the fingerprints are get all over the black part, and then if you,
Okay. Wait, first of all, who cares about fingerprints on the black on the back part of the iPhone? Who really cares? I care about it on the front. And white or black back, it's going to be the same front.
I mean, if they do have like if I'm not the first person in line and I get there and they only have white left, I mean, I'm happy with white, but if I can go with black, I'll go with black. I mean, I don't care. I'll probably get a case like probably the case that they had in the keynote, something like one of those cases that you just go around the back.
They probably just made those. Yeah. They probably just like, you know, it wouldn't surprise me because that case that they had actually looks like one I have for my current iPhone, and it's just a little bulkier. So it wouldn't surprise me if my current case fits, just because it's a tad bulkier.
Yeah, and when we were watching that when the keynote came out, I was watching it, and I don't think they had those two little screws at the bottom of the iPhone.
Huh? Screws.
Like they have two little screws on the bottom of the iPhone. You haven't seen it?
Let me
look. Look at a picture of like a Gizmodo here.
I'm looking at my iPhone right now.
No, on the new one. The new one.
You'll have to send me a photo. I don't know. Well, what does it really matter if it has screws? Dude, it's got GPS.
It doesn't look right. It doesn't look right at all when they have the. But mm-hmm. I think we should wrap this up because there's not really much. I mean, we'll do a big podcast when the new iPhone comes out.
Yeah, you'll be streaming. I'll be streaming.
Quick.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right. This is the Apple Juice Show, and Billy, you can plug yourself.
Billyheim.tv.
Billyheim.tv. Yeah. Billyheim is his Twitter. My Twitter is G Drage. I'm George Drage from the Apple Juice Show. You can visit us at applejuiceshow.com. And new startup business I'm working on, Drage Web Solutions, coming soon. I mean, it's not coming soon, but everything's up. But I'm working on getting more people and more things to do for, I mean, tech support and all that. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, and have a happy July 4th, everyone. Thank you.